Greetings, everyone. I'm Cecile, and I'm from the U.S., but I'm originally from Jamaica, West Indies, and I'm happy to be here and part of the Multipolarity Conference. Thank you for hosting it. So this conference recognizes that multipolarity is built on the recognition of the equal rights of all people and cultures to go their own way, to build their own socio-political, economic, and cultural systems. Yet in the case of the Afro-descendants in the USA, that has not been the case. They are unrecognized as colonized by the USA and the world, and when clearly the conditions and outcomes of their lives is that of a colonized people who should have fallen under the 1960 Decolonization Act and been allowed to create space within the US so that they're able to achieve self-determination, especially since many of their ancestors were actually indigenous to the land, having come through the four migrations already documented, which placed African people firmly in the Americas thousands of years ago. So before we speak of creating new systems to initiate a new and better world order, it's important to me that the issue of the African descendants in America be addressed. We are over 42 million people, and our plight cannot be left out of the movement to go forward to create a more just world. This inability to see our need for decolonization is further exacerbated by our living in America, a country bent on forcing its social construct of race on us, where Blacks were to be property that served whites, and whites were to be the only beneficiaries of the new country they created. This thought pattern exists globally, where Western elite have been allowed to pretend to have the right to establish international norms and rules through what Edward Schill describes as the concept of center and periphery, where all the major institutions that are created by the elite set the rules and have the power. Where you are in the structure depends on how much or how little power you have. We of the Black race, though acknowledged the cradle of civilization, are in a constant struggle with Western thought, which insists on marginalizing us and pretending through academia as we have made no contributions and that its Eurocentric thought is the only thoughts to be heard. What is it that facilitates this mindset that has allowed this Eurocentric group of less than 10% of the world's population to dominate the world's thought till now? I say it's the Trojan horse we call Western-style education and academia, which is used as a standard globally. They're elitists and created systems through curriculum, which reinforces their worldview and dehumanizes that of the Black race. It's also clear that the Catholic Church, through its papal bulls, set the stage for domination and slavery. This memory is important because this was the beginning of the 500 plus year war launched against African and other indigenous people of the Americas and world, and created these structures we are here to talk about today. This war has never officially ended. The role of the church was critical in colonization, and its legacy cemented these dehumanizing, anti-African, anti-Black attitudes amongst the people of the world. And the remnants of this way of thinking form the baseline for all attitudes and actions towards us as people till today. Through miseducation, it has become instinctual for most people to fear and or hate Black people. Even Black people hate themselves, as evidenced by the use of skin bleachers to look more white. Why? Edward Schill defines the relevance of color as differences in pigmentation symbolizes differences between present wealth and power and present poverty and weakness, between present eminence in intellectual creativity and present intellectual unproductiveness. It correlates with past events, above all with past events of humiliation, injury, and insult. Color is the shorthand that evokes all of these grievances. The white media reinforces the negative images, and the education given universally reinforces this low regard for people of African descent, sometimes more pronounced in the absence of information on Black people, on Africa, and on our culture or numerous contributions. Why would I have learned of John Glenn, the astronaut, but not Katherine Goebel Johnson, Dorothy Vaughan, and Mary Jackson, the three African-American mathematicians who worked for NASA and helped get the US into space? Why did it take 50 plus years to learn of this? Because it didn't match the lie that we were non-productive, non-contributors to the success of this nation. Multipolarity is built on the recognition of the equal rights of all people and cultures to go their own way, to build their own socio-political, economic, and cultural systems. I call this self-determination. So why has the African, the Black man and woman in the world, not been allowed to experience this these last 500 years? Why is our inheritance ethnocide, genocide, structural racism, poverty, and underdevelopment? So how do we solve this challenge? This body of scholars needs to consider making education that is reflective of true history and values that espouse self-determination and multipolarity a first step in creating a world that is more equal. As a man thinketh, so he is. And in this also acknowledge that the African descendants' right to an education that reflects true history are a first step in the restoration of a people to their rightful place on the world stage. We cannot move forward without acknowledging how the world sees African people. It's time for a new multipolarity way. Thank you.